another new meditation structure that is recollecting, contemplate the impurity of your body to remove the perception of beauty in your body. So this body, this we call 32 parts, kotasa, 32 kotasa. This meditation subject is very, very useful, especially for monks and nuns, for all the ordinary renounced persons. We must practice this 32 parts of the body. When a man or a nun want to be ordained, so the preceptor, when they shift their chair, they go to contemplate this 32. So when they shift their hair, they start to contemplate this hair, body hair. So many people, many bhikkhus, when they ordain, when the raiser touch their hair, they start to contemplate this hair, body hair, and extend our country. It's true. So this meditation subject is very useful and very quick. You can gain concentration. It's listed in the Buddha's teaching. Many monks who are ordained and contemplating this 32 parts of the body have seen that. Okay. And the purpose of this 32 parts meditation is to remove the perception of beauty in the body. You think body is very beautiful because you pay wrong attention. You do not see things as they really are. And this it's very useful for monks and nuns because especially for monks who go for Pinchatasa. During Buddha's time, the culture of the monk is to go for alms round. So when going for alms round, they will mix with many beautiful women. So once they mix with so many beautiful women, how to discard the lust is like a reason in your mind. So they have to go back and sit struggling with up to 32. Then remove their lust. Then they can continue again. So it's a compulsory meditation subject for us monks and nuns. Okay. So how to contemplate? And Buddha often praise this meditation subject in the sutta, we call kaya gata sati. Kaya gata sati. Then how do you start? First, in the Visuddhi Magga mentioned that some monks, many monks, when they took up this meditation subject, they went back to their dwelling place and they start to recite. Feet hair, body hair, nail, teeth, skin, flesh, renew, bone marrow, kidney, heart, up to 32. In order, then reverse order. Order and reverse order. After 1 month reciting, all the monks attend first jhana. So it's not difficult, but very easy. So in the morning, 4 p.m. many people are still very thirsty. So you can start reciting this one before you go to Anapanya. But for you to learn 32 together, it's a bit difficult. So I will only teach 5. How to contemplate? You just learn my heart first. This sutta starts. Every two, review this body from the top of the head down to the sole, from the sole up to the head. And take this body and taste with skin. It's full of impurity. Okay, can you remember? You review this body from the top before you start reciting, you think from the top of the from the top of the head down to the soul, from the soul up to the head. This body encased with being is full of impurity. Remember this word first. Then start. Keep saying. Body hand, new, see, skin. Then reverse. Skin, see, for a new body hair, thick hair. Then again, thick hair, body hair, near, key, skin. Again, skin, key, near, body hair, thick hair. Okay, you reflect that before you forgot. Thick hair, body hair, near, key, skin. Okay, reverse. Okay. So when you're reciting, you don't have to pay attention to the part first. Because you want to memorize. If you want to memorize and you want to pay attention on this part, it's a bit difficult. So when you close your eyes, you keep on reciting until you can very fast. Okay, then you slow down. Hit hair, pay attention on your hit hair. The attention is on your hit hair. Then you contemplate the impurity of your hip tongue. How? By way of its smell. You can imagine. So this meditation subject only can attain first jhana, not second jhana, not third jhana, not fourth jhana. Why? Because a lot of vitaka, a lot of thought, you go to think again. Why it is impure? Because the smell, you can think how bad is the smell, you know. You can imagine yourself 10 years you don't wash your hands. Just imagine the all the foul smell coming out from your hands. That's why a lot of thinking, a lot. That's why you cannot read second grammar. We cut out, we have a lot of vitaka, you know. So you contemplate, okay, you know, the color, black color, somebody white color, somebody the color, and the stick, you know. The color, the shape, and the smell. You contemplate all the impure parts. Then you will have a sense of impurity, repulsiveness. Then you have that very good. If you contemplate it more, don't you just without the sense of repulsiveness, you also cannot attain them. So you must have a sense of repulsiveness. Then if you cannot, then you think, you know, the hair that put on your head is very beautiful. Why not you take out one piece and put in your morning meal? Put in your porridge. Put in your, then you see repulsive or beautiful. Then you think repulsive. Then you have a sense of repulsive. Why not you close the door? Then, body hair, same. After you hear sick hair, okay, think of the foul smell. Foul smell, then the stick and the color also. Mixed with black and white. Then after body hair, then third smell. Tea also. Tea, you can imagine morning before you get up, you brush before you brush tea. Before you brush tea, then you can imagine how smelly is your tea. So look the way, many different ways to help you to arouse that repulsiveness of that part. Then skin, you can imagine wrinkled skin, you know, some old men when they become very old, all the skin become very wrinkled. So it's very repulsiveness. So you keep on repeating again. After finish, you go back to reverse again. okay, for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, or you want to do up to 30 minutes also, okay. After that, you go back to Anapanasati. After about 20 minutes of Anapanasati, you follow my instruction. Okay, I will give you very new instruction. Before I give you new instruction, when you observe your breath, who is observing the breath? Who? Mindfulness is the predominant factor, but not the only mental factor. So after 20 minutes of anapana, I will ask you to check who observes your breath. When I ask you, then you find the answer in your heart. Then I will ask the second question, third question, fourth question until the end of the session. Okay? So first 20 or 30 minutes you practice this one, secondly you receive answer. Then after that you must go back to anapana, because what I want to ask is concerning the breath. So you must go back to anapana. Then wait for my question. So today will be the interesting one. How long? About 20 to 30 minutes. Now don't go back to, you don't have to see the time roughly.
You spend like 1 minute, then you go.
First you recite first. Huh? Until you can learn my heart already, then sit here, you keep attention on my sit here. Then body here, you keep attention on your body here. Then see you keep attention on your feet. First knowledge, just learn my heart here. Order in order and reverse order.
Okay, any questions?
Okay, good.
We have 3 more days left. For the remaining 3 days, I want you to practice listening, arouse the effort. Practice more seriously now, not so relaxed. And there's some change in your schedule. Morning we start at 4:15 rather than 4:30. I want everybody in the hall. Whether you sleep at 12 o'clock at night or 1 o'clock a.m., you've got to be present at 4:15 in the hall. Only 3 days left. Don't center your body too much. Okay? And 6 hours sleep is very enough. It's enough for a day because you have already accumulated a lot of concentration. You don't need that much sleep. So if you can sleep 6 hours a day, it's enough already. Then the morning chanting will be cancelled. And afternoon, we start at 1:15 rather than 1:30. Until 2:30. And if you set up at 2:30, then I want to see all of you walking in a meditation hall. But if you can sit continuously, please continue your sitting. Those who already set up, don't go back to your room. Remain walking in your meditation, in the meditation hall. Okay? And walk slowly because some meditators may remain sitting there for hours. And during your walking meditation, I want you to practice 32 parts of the body. And during your walking meditation, practice 32 parts of the body for 1 hour. And 5 p.m. to 6:30 is only your personal time. You can do whatever you want. 5 to 6:30, you can walk, go out and walk. If you want to sleep, okay, you can go. Only 5 to 6:30 is your personal time. Other time, please be vigilant and diligent in your practice. Then during your lunch time, after the monk finished chanting, all of you should recite the taking this meal not for enjoyment, recite together after the monk finished his chanting. Yes, a lot, together and a lot. Okay, this something. Okay, today we will continue our 32 parts of the body. Can you see? Seven? Can you see? Can you see from your side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we start with, before that you should reflect, from the top of the body up to the heel, up to the sole, from the sole up to the top of the head. This body encased with skin is full of impurity. Every time you must start with this verse first. Again, from top of the body down to the sole, from the sole up to the top of the head. This body encased with skin is full of impurity. Then you start with hair, body, hair, nail, teeth, skin. Okay, can you reset now?
Mm-hmm.
From top of the head. Okay. Start with hair. Please reflect loudly. Okay, again, continue. Okay, heart, heart. Go back to the kidney. One more time, reverse order, lung.
Right.
Okay. So you keep this in mind and practice during your walking meditation. Now I want you to start the set contemplation to arouse your spiritual urgency. If I have a supernatural bike, like Mangalana, I want to build the building. So that you will know your life is not long. Fully use your time. Don't be so negligent. So, to arouse the spiritual urgency, we do the contemplation of the text. Okay, can you recite this one? Again. Last time, one more time. Okay, so this morning we start this for 20 minutes, that contemplation. For 20 minutes, visualize your own dead body, your dead body in front of you, then contemplate in this way. And sometimes you can change, you can reflect, that can occur at any time, any moment. If you breathe in, then hold the breath for a long time, do not breathe out, you will die. If you breathe out and hold it, don't breathe in, also you will die. So life lasts very short. Contemplate in this way for 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, you go to Anapana. Then after about half an hour, I want you to discern all the 32, 34 mental formations. I will give you instructions, then you discern one by one. Okay? Start now.